In a few moments, we're going to see a video from the work of Faith in Action Missions, of course, with our brother Donald Fleming, whom you all know well, and he is going to be presenting that by means of video tonight, and so you'll see that work, and then you'll have opportunity, if you want to send offerings in for that, you can send them into our treasurers or retain them until we are back meeting face to face in church again. Do remember this work, and let's come before the Lord in prayer tonight. Our gracious God and eternal Father in heaven, we come to Thee tonight in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank You for another Wednesday evening when we come aside to meet with Thee in prayer and to see and hear something of the work that is going on in other lands. And Father, we pray that You'll bless, Lord, this work of Faith and Action Missions. We thank Thee for the practical work that is done through it. We thank Thee for the gospel that has been presented through it as well. We thank Thee for all that has been done for so many needy people in that region. And we pray, Father, that You would continue to bless that work, even in these challenging times. We pray that Thou wilt meet every need. We thank You for all the needs that You've met. And we pray that You'll continue to meet needs in days to come. Bless our missionaries across the world, Lord, in the various places where they labor. Let us know the challenges of these times. But Lord, we pray that Thou will continue to bless the work of God, whether it be in Uganda or in Kenya or Australia or Spain or here in the home front. We pray that Thou wilt meet the needs of all of Thy servants and keep Thy hand upon them. And grant, Lord, that they may see times of blessing, even from the hand of God, that Thou wilt work in these days to the salvation of precious souls. Meet all the financial needs of the mission boards, missionaries, we pray, and the missionary cause across the world, and keep them safe in these times, we pray. Bless all and meet the needs of the congregation here as well. We pray for all who are ill at this time, that Thou wilt put Thy hand upon them. Pray for the work of God as a whole, that Thou wilt bless it. Let us know the many aspects that haven't been able to resume since the first lockdown. But Lord, we pray that Thou wilt keep Thine hand upon it all, that Thou wilt meet every need, and that Thou wilt answer prayer. For we ask it in Jesus' name, for God's eternal glory. Amen. And after the video, you see the video then, we trust you will meet in your own homes and seek the Lord's face tonight for this work and for the missionary work right across the world under our mission board. May the Lord bless you.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. It's wonderful to be able to talk with you again and just to share this report of what the Lord has been doing over the past year. Thank you so much for the invitation to come. It's just so good. Sadly, we can't be together in person, but hopefully very soon this thing will be all over and we'll be able to come together again. I just want to get straight into the report now. So I'm just going to open the presentation up and I'm going to start off by reading from the Word of God, Colossians chapter 3, verses 23 and 24. And the Word of God says, "And whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ." And we know that the Lord will bless that reading from His precious Word. Brothers and sisters, Paul is encouraging us here that whatever we are doing, whether we're doing it in a secular job, in a factory, in an office, whether we're at school, university, or college, or whether we're even just at home, that whatever we're doing, but to do it heartily, we have to do it with joy in our hearts. We have to do it with passion in our hearts. Why? Because we're not doing it unto men. Everything that we do should be done as unto the Lord. And Paul says, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance. Can you believe it that not only did the Lord save us, but one day He's going to reward us? There's an inheritance incorruptible already waiting for us in heaven. But we have to do our service, whether it's in the church or whether it's in the workplace. We must do it as unto the Lord, just as though we are serving him in person, because we serve the Lord Jesus Christ. And brothers and sisters, what a blessing that is, to be able to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, to give him something back, because there was certainly nothing that we could put towards our salvation. Our salvation was absolutely perfect. There was no sort of work at all that we could have done or added to that already perfect, finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. But now that we're saved to serve. So let's serve him with joy and with passion in our hearts, because we serve the Lord Christ. And may God bless these thoughts to our hearts. So many things have been happening for us over this year, and I just want to go on to them now and bring a report. This was the last team that was able to go to Ukraine. Obviously, we can't go now because of lockdown and so many other restrictions. But this was the last team that we were able to send. And then we were able to go to many different places. But because we were in lockdown here, there was nothing much we could do about it. But we did try to continue the work, because over in Ukraine, the government didn't do anything for the elderly, for the sick. You know, praise the Lord, at least here at home, we were getting some sort of help from the government. And praise the Lord for the NHS, for our doctors and our nurses, and so many positive things here. Yes, there was a few negative, but we try to major on the positive, don't we? But over in Ukraine, the government did nothing for the people. They put them into quarantine, elderly people, with no money, with no food, with no logs for a very cold winter that was coming. So we had the idea to set up some funds in Ukraine. And this is Pastor Nikolai from one of the churches that we visit. And we sent funds in here to buy food shopping for the sick and for the elderly who could no longer afford to eat. We were able to set up funds that would buy medicines and take them to the doctors, because they have to pay for everything, and it's difficult to do in £40 or £50 a month. So we were able to set up a fund to pay for their medicines and different things like that. And this is Pastor Nikolai and just a little team from the church going to visit. This is a couple of the older sisters from the church. Sadly, the one on the left has since passed away just a few weeks ago. 94 years of age and just on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ, even at 94. She just had great joy and great passion, but she was very ill at the end of. But we were able to go, Nikolai was able to go to both of them and bring them some funds to buy tablets and medicines and for hospital visits, and obviously to leave them food and to leave them logs for the very cold winter that was coming in. The one in the middle is Pastor Valentin from the same church. And Ivan on the right. And they were going to visit our brother and sister, the one in the red jumper, the man in the red t-shirt, and the lady in the red sort of looks like a dressing gown or something like that. Anyway, they're two members of the church, and Valentin took groceries and some finances along to them. The lady in the flowery dress was a neighbor. And when she saw the pastor coming to their house, she got a wee bit nosy and decided to come and see what was going on, because he was carrying different things and she just wanted a wee nosy. So she came in and she witnessed the Christians looking after one another, loving one another as we're commanded to do. And Pastor Valentin was able to talk to them and share from the Word of God and leave some food to keep them going. And this unsaved lady, the neighbor, witnessed all of what was happening, and it really spoke to her and touched her heart. And because of that, she repented and she came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And this was just through simple Christian caring and sharing and love. And brothers and sisters, this is something that we can do even during our lockdown and quarantine periods here. Yes, we might not be able to get about so much, But I'm sure we've got neighbours not too far away who are maybe elderly. They can no longer do things for themselves. So this is a good opportunity for the church to stand up and be counted during a pandemic. Brothers and sisters, if we can't be counted during a pandemic, then we're going to lose all credibility when this is over. We have to be reaching people. Not only were we helping the needy in the villages, but we started a disabled camp, yes, in the middle of a pandemic. Ukraine allowed this to go ahead, and many disabled people in the summer, this was August, we were able to fund the camp, helped to fund the camp, and there was about 150 disabled people came along for a 10-day camp. This is something that's held every year, and it's been going on for years, and we were able to help with this again this year. Many people came along from different walks of life. When you're disabled in Ukraine, you're usually stuck in the 10th floor of a 10-story apartment block, and nobody really cares about you. But the Christians go and carry them down. There's no elevators for them. Shocking. And they're able to take them outside for fresh air and for different things like that. But here, we took them to a camp for 10 days. And during that 10 days, they heard the word of God. And this is another children's camp that was going on just a couple of weeks later. We were able to fund that. And this is the pastor with these young people who are kneeling down, repenting at the end of the camp, receiving the Lord Jesus Christ into their lives. So yes, there was a pandemic going on, but in Ukraine, a country that has suffered so much persecution from the communist regime over the years, they weren't going to let anything like a pandemic stop them. So they continued, and praise the Lord that precious souls were coming to faith in the Saviour. For those, Christmas, again, very special time for reaching out, and it didn't hinder us in any way. We were able to do many things. And for those of us who are saved, Christmas begins with Christ. And this is where we started. We started in an orphanage for mentally and physically handicapped children. The children standing at the front are from Sasha's school, the Beginning of Wisdom Christian School. You know Sasha. Sasha was in your church speaking to you. And the children were able to sing to them. They were able to teach them how to use musical instruments. And then I brought the Christmas story and took them all the way to the cross and to the empty tomb. And we have wonderful freedom within this orphanage to speak to the children. As you can see, the children have their difficulties in life, but at the end of the meeting, we were able to leave all of them Christmas presents and Bibles. And then in Eastern Ukraine, the war is still going on, but we were able to reach out to children with cerebral palsy and autism. And again, what a blessing. This is our brother Yuri. He's an army chaplain in the east of Ukraine and a wonderful brother on fire for the Lord. We were able to give him the funds to go and buy the presents for the children. This is to go into the children with autism. And our two brothers were there. And as you can see, the help, the staff came along. They listened in very intently as Yuri and Ivan talked to them about the Lord Jesus Christ being born into this world to save sinners. So what a wonderful opportunity just to go along and help the children and the adults who are less fortunate. And a great time was had and such a wonderful blessing. And then the ministry to the needy. Again, needy everywhere. This is Ukraine. And this is in one of the villages. And Pastor Pavel, the man that you saw leading the children to the Lord, him and some of his church went into this village about 200 miles from the church. And they found this young man called Max lying down in this terrible, terrible little shack. Nobody to care for him, nobody to love him, nobody to feed him, nobody to clean the place or clean him. And this young man was lying dying. We tried to bring him to the House of Hope, but he was so far gone. Max passed away just 4 weeks ago, just a young man. But praise the Lord, Pastor Pavel was able to talk to him about the Saviour. And as far as we know, Max trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Pavel and two of the elders just kneeling down, praying that God would help that young man and that God would bless his word that had just been preached in the village and told to many of the sick and the elderly there. And then the war widows in Ukraine, we were able to reach into the war widows, men and women who had lost their husbands or their wives because of the war in the east of Ukraine. And again, it was such a blessing to go along and try and encourage people who were going through a difficult time. And a tea was put on and many people came along. And, you know, it wasn't about the tea. It wasn't about the present. It was about the message. And it was about the message going over to these people, because for many of them, they have never, ever heard the true gospel. They had heard the gospel about faith plus works and so many other things from the Orthodox Church, the Ukrainian Orthodox. But here they were hearing the pure gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what an opportunity it was. And praise the Lord, it was a very fruitful meeting with them. And a number of widows came to faith in the Saviour. And then in the east of Ukraine, we went to the children affected by the war. So we were able to hold something for them. And as you can see, there was a number came along. And again, Yuri and Ivan were able to minister to them, to tell them the Christmas story, give them some gifts, and just be a blessing to them. And then Christ Has Risen Baptist Church. Brothers and sisters, this is a church with a difference. I have never known another church like this. It's on fire for the Saviour. This is Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve in the middle of a pandemic. Not a lot of social distancing going on, really, is there? But this is Ukraine. They've suffered persecution for a long, long time. Terrible persecution, where Christians suffered and died for their faith. So a little virus wasn't going to scare them away. And they gathered, and this was Christmas Eve, a youth meeting, and there was 200 or 300 people came in. Christmas Day, the elderly meeting then, and everybody came along, and we were able to help the elderly and give them gifts also. So nothing stopped. Everything carries on in normal in Ukraine, through the children, through the adults. We were able to be a blessing and to get the Word of God into their hands, their own precious copy of the Bible. And then for people who received God's indescribable gift, that was just a year before, we went to the people in the villages. You can see it's a very small fellowship, a very small room that we were in. But we were able to tell the Christmas story. We took them to the cross. We took them to the empty tomb. And by the end of our meeting there, this 15-year-old boy repented. This older lady came to faith in the Saviour. This lady trusted in the Lord. And this mother and daughter came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. So the village work is so fruitful. We're going to people who have no churches. We're going to people who can't get to a church. They live so far away and there's no churches in their area. But we can go to them and we can share the word of God to them. This old lady, we met her, she gets saved and we give her a little gift. And she said, this is the first Christmas gift that she's had for 50 years. Just a little box of sweets. But you thought you had given her £1 million. But more importantly, she received God's indescribable gift, our Saviour himself. And then just recently we had managed to set up a ministry to the COVID-19 patients. We tried everything that we could think of, any way that we could help people and reach people. We set up 2 COVID-19 funds and we put a sum of money into both of them to help Christians and non-Christians through this pandemic. And this is a lovely Christian family. There's about 7 of these kids adopted. They're orphans, but they have been adopted into this lovely Christian family. And this is a big thing in Christ Has Risen Baptist Church. There's 40 orphans have been adopted into the church family. And I think there's about 7 orphans in this family. They had COVID. And does it surprise you with no social distancing, no masks, etc.? And many of them caught the virus. And praise the Lord that they're going well now. This is another little family full of orphans. You can see all the kids are roughly the same age. And they were able to support them through the virus as they all get sick. Through the COVID funds, we were able to reach them. This is people who were down with the virus, a pastor standing there taking care of them. And that thanks to the Lord providing the funds, all of these people are now back on their feet again. So the COVID fund was such a blessing because people couldn't afford to go to a doctor. They certainly could never afford to go to hospital. We were finding Christians in hospital, lying there, suffering terribly from COVID with no money to pay for treatment. So we were able to help people like that. And praise the Lord that they're all fitting well again and observing the Lord. Faith in Action missions in prison. Again, through the pandemic, they stopped these big meetings. This was the last time they were there last Christmas. And as you can see, it was such a big audience, a captive audience, if you like, and we're able to go to them and minister to them. 2 hours we get with them, and we're able to sing the songs of Zion, testimonies, and preach the word of God. And I'll tell you, they're so respectful. They just hang on every word of the word of God. And here we are, this is Victor standing at the front there with a light coat and a microphone at his mouth. And this is men who have come forward to repent, to receive the Lord Jesus Christ into their lives. To date, there's about 5 rehabilitation centres for men and women that when they leave prison, that they can come into the rehabilitation centre and live for a couple of years to get settled into civilian life again as Christians, get attached to the local church and find employment. So great things are happening within the prison system. We're allowed to preach the gospel in all the prisons. Baptisms are taking place, as I've told you before. So the prison system is a wonderful, fruitful place for us to go and work in. At the end of the service, the ones who came forward to get saved, you can see we're passing Bibles onto them. The Trinitarian Bible Society took 1,000 copies of the Word of God to Ukraine for us. And praise the Lord, everywhere we went, the Word of God was put into the hands of the people. So what a great blessing it is that when we leave, that the Word of God is still there and that the Spirit of God will speak on. As well as the Bible, you try to give them a little treat for Christmas, toothpaste, soap, biscuits, some sweets, things like that, just to encourage them. And this is Jacqueline just passing a Bible on to one of the men. In the House of Hope itself, the House of Hope has been going so well. Bringing people in, elderly people, sick people, bringing them into Christ is Risen Baptist Church. This is Pastor Pavel again and his church. We built the House of Hope with him and they look after it. And what a ministry this is. It's known far and wide across Ukraine. Many people being helped and won for the Lord Jesus Christ. And this was Paulina, Jacqueline giving her a little Christmas gift. Paulina was an old communist who hated the thought of God. And now when she's listening to the gospel message or the word of God, she just sits and cries. She can't believe that God was so merciful and gracious to her. And she's so grateful for her salvation. The old lady beside her is blind. And again, she lives in the House of Hope and she also is a believer. This is Natasha. We found her. Her son was beating her up. And we took her to the House of Hope. She's now saved. She's had a stroke since. And this is a man who came in. None of them were saved. But when he came to the House of Hope as an unbeliever, it was only a matter of time before he repented. He's very ill. He repented. He belongs to the Lord now. His wife, who could no longer look after him, she would come and visit him. And his witness to her turned her heart and life to the Lord Jesus Christ also. So God has been amazing in our ministry. He has been doing great, great things. We just have to turn up. We just have to be obedient. Go and share the word of God. And when we do that, the power of God unto salvation breaks into people's lives and we're seeing great things. This is Natasha just after her stroke. As Jacqueline goes round the House of Hope, this lady here, her son beat her up and broke her leg. And the House of Hope brothers went to her and took her out of the home and took her to the House of Hope to care for her. And She repented on the first day of coming there. This is a lady we found. This is cockroaches. Her house was full of cockroaches. She was elderly. She could no longer help herself. She was ill. But the church went to her also. Pastor Pavel, today, this is her. She's in the house of hope, and she's being loved, and she's being cared for. Not yet saved. She will be. She's Ukrainian Orthodox, but she'll hear the true gospel every day while she's there. So pray for this lady, Luba. The people who are being saved, it's great to see them moving on in their Christian life. And that the word there says, veru, believe. And that's what these people have done, and now they're being baptized. Believe and be baptized. And this is the old lady that we gave the gift to. She'd never had a gift for 50 years, saved, baptized now, and living in the house of hope. This is another old lady who lives in the house of hope, down into the lake, freezing cold water. Again, doesn't put them off. And yet we're believers today, and they don't want to get baptized because of this, that, or the other. In Ukraine, the moment they believe, they want to get baptized and follow the Lord Jesus Christ through the waters. There's Paulina, the old communist, getting baptized. And Natasha, who had a stroke, she went in and she was baptized also. And the ones who can't walk, they carry the wheelchair into, and people are being saved. They're being gloriously baptized, and their lives are being changed. God is so good. He's been blessing us even in the midst of a pandemic. This old man here is in his 90s now, and he was the founder of Pastor Pavel's church. He was the founder of that church about 70 years ago. Since then, he lost his way with that church. They moved, his family moved to America. He didn't want to be in America. He came back to Ukraine, served as a pastor, was locked away in prison for a number of years because of his faith for the Lord Jesus Christ. But as he grew old, sadly, he was neglected. People are no longer interested in the elderly, and it's sad to say that in our own country as well as Ukraine. But praise the Lord, the church at the House of Hope heard about him, and they travelled 700 miles to get him, and they brought him in his condition the way he is now. They brought him to the House of Hope, and they started to clean him up and look after him, and he sat and he cried. He just couldn't believe that the God had remembered him and brought him to the House of Hope. So many things have been happening, brothers and sisters. This is the old lady with a broken leg, repenting, turning to faith in the Saviour. Presently, we have another project just starting. But yes, we built the House of Hope and it's going well. Now we want to build Bethany House, a house that will help us to take in some of the people that you've just seen, people who are on their own, people who are on their own, very poor, dying on their own, homeless people, families who are going through extremely difficult times. We want to build Bethany House that we can bring them in and care for them for the Lord. Brothers and sisters, will you please pray for us? This project hasn't even started yet, but this is what we're going to do. As Pastor Pavel said, praise the Lord, we have a God who is not affected by worldwide pandemical crises. We are going to build Bethany House in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and no pandemic is going to stop us. Brothers and sisters, please pray that the Lord will provide everything that's needed to put this house up. Thank you so much for your attention. I hope you've been blessed through the report. You can see that it's just all about the Lord Jesus Christ. It's nothing to do with man. The Lord is moving in and through us. He's using us, and praise the Lord, we give him all the glory, because without him we can do absolutely nothing. Remember that whatsoever you do, no matter where you do it with love, do it with joy, and do it with great passion in your heart. Why? For ye serve the Lord Christ. Thank you so much. for the invitation to speak. Look after yourself, be careful, follow the guidelines, and stay safe. Brothers and sisters, there's one thing for sure. At the end of this pandemic, we cannot come out of this pandemic and out of quarantine the way that we went into it. Maybe when we went into quarantine, we weren't praying as much. Maybe we weren't reading as much. Maybe we weren't serving in the church as much. We can't come out of this pandemic the way that we went in. We need to come out of it stronger believers in the Savior. Take this opportunity to pray more. Take this opportunity to learn more, to read your Bible more, and to serve more. Even just a phone call to somebody who is lonely, to bless them and to encourage them. Brothers and sisters, let's come out of this pandemic with a heart on fire for our Savior, and let us continue to be a blessing to the Lord Jesus Christ. So thank you. God bless you. And stay safe.